morning, Lee.
And I believe the Circular Head Christian School have unveiled their Peace Garden.
Yeah, obviously Remembrance Day yesterday. The students have been working very hard on a Peace Garden at the Circular Head Christian School. They used to have another one tucked out the back away near the college block, but some recent developments have kind of had to move it and move it somewhere else, and they've chosen a beautiful spot with lots of foot traffic, and the garden's very, very cool. The students have been doing some background research on prisoners of war from Circular Head, and they've got the names of all those prisoners of war as well as some photos around the outside on some plaques as well. So a really impressive and really effective way to, you know, remember those who have served before us.
Absolutely. Circular Head's traditional Twilight Australia Day celebration unfortunately won't go ahead in its regular format early next year.
Yeah, so Twilight in the Dark is obviously the celebration on Australia Day in Smithton. It's become quite an iconic event. The last few years I've become more and more fond of it. It's very relaxed. Normally it's fairly nice weather. You kind of go down there and you have dinner and, you know, you kind of see everyone from the community. It's a very nice environment, but unfortunately this year, due to the COVID-safe outdoor events policy that's been released by the state government, there's just a few too many boxes to tick off to make that one viable for next year. It's going to cost a lot more money than it normally would, and the restrictions will heavily impede on what the atmosphere is normally like, according to Community Development Officer Amber Power. So they've had to can that one for this year, and they're doing a different kind of two-week-long celebration of summer kind of thing. More details on that to come, but yeah, it looks like they're going to be hosting a few different events all over those 2 week period instead.
That's a shame because it's a good family event, isn't it? The Twilight on the Duck and the fireworks display. The annual Australia Day awards, they'll still go ahead though, as far as we know, Isaac.
Yeah, so we've still got all the normal Circular Head Citizen of the Year awards, which are really good as well. It's a good way to kind of acknowledge those people that are holding up the community with their efforts and stuff like that. So yeah, that'll be good at least.
Okay, that date will be confirmed later, so watch this space. Circular Head will soon be the home of a new dog park.
Yeah, so people have been asking for a dog park in Circular Head for a fairly long time, actually. It's been a pretty contentious point around the region, but with the local roads and community infrastructure funding that Circular Head received, we got over $800,000 in the middle of the coronavirus lockdown to kind of stimulate the economy and get a couple of those projects done over the course of the year. So the major funding requirement was it had to be started and completed by the end of June 2021, which means that only costed suggestions and stuff like that are really a viable choice. So with that in mind, the dog park actually received a bit of funding, which was a nice surprise to everyone. $147,886 of those dollars went to the dog park. So it should be done by the end of June 2021, and it'll be just off Fossey Street near the Duck River there. So, yeah, a good win for all the dog owners in Circular Head.
Celebration in your sporting pages. Well done to the Tall Timbers Smithton Saints, who became the premiers of the Northwest Basketball Association Under-22s last weekend.
Yeah, really, really happy with this news, Lee. I've been following them very closely over the course of this season and was optimistic that they would get the job done. Had a pretty slow start to the season. They lost the first two games and then I think only lost one after that. They came home very strong. I think they won 8 away games or something in a row, which is just a tremendous effort, and just like managed to finish on top as well as Penguins fell away late. And then the grand final was against Burnie, they kind of looked like they were a little way off. Burnie were on top of them a little bit and they couldn't get there, and they surged home late in the third quarter. But then the final quarter, Ryan Nibbs hit, I think, 4 3-pointers off the top of my head just to really bring it home, and they were off. The boys were very, very excited. And it's a huge win for basketball in Circular Head. They've had a big season at Smithton Basketball Club across all divisions, and it's a really good way to kind of finish that off for the year. So really proud of the boys.
And I'm thinking they're still celebrating as we speak. Isaac, always right across all the news, and you have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more again next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No worries at all, Lee. Nice to talk to you.